The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison? Swangled in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff to German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you're watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Vigilante.tv, Band.video, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate it. The website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Macroaggressions, where I argue with people that may or may not be human beings. Thank you to our sponsors. My Patriot Supply was nice enough to build us a landing page called preparewithmacroaggressions.com. You're going to need it. We're going to run out of food here pretty soon, here in the next, I don't know, maybe in the next year. So buy yourself some food. I don't care if you use my sponsor. I don't care if you go to the grocery store and just add extra stuff every time you go. Just please, for the love of God, take care of this stuff. We see what's coming on. We have supply chain issues. We have maniacs wanting to start World War III. We've got China cutting off shipments to us. We have Russia cutting off fertilizer exports. So things are going to get weird pretty fast. I hope we are able to navigate our way around that. But in the event that we can't, you definitely want to have food. I think that goes without saying. And My Patriot Supply right now is having this big old sale, where you can get a 3-month supply of food for $647. That'll be 6 buckets, 120 pounds of food. It works out to something like a little over $7 a day per family, feeds a family of 4. So it's a pretty good value. If nothing else, you've got extra storable food. If things get really desperate, maybe you can, barter with it, sell it. I don't know. You're going to have, if as long as you have it, you'll be fine. You'll be better off than people that don't. So I'll tell you what, if you want to just knock this out in about 10 minutes, you can go to preparewithmacroaggressions.com. You can order food for your friends and family. If they live in other states, you want to hook them up. It'd be very nice of you. But listen, we're savages already. We just wait till the food supply runs out and the supply chain breaks down. I think they call that 48 hours till animal, when everybody reverts into their animal form. Great. Can't wait for that. You thought arguing with dipshits at the frozen food aisle of your grocery store was annoying. Wait till the food runs out and there's nothing left. So get yourself prepared in advance. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, look, this is what could happen. And considering the food lasts for 25 years, I mean, like, you'll have it for the next false flag that they pull, the next apocalypse that they're trying to run on us. So preparewithmacroaggressions.com is the website. Link is in the description if you need it that way. Also to our sponsor, C60 Purple Power, they are making the best batch of C60 out there. This stuff is so incredible that the scientists that discovered it wound up winning the Nobel Prize. It's kind of a big deal. It will help your cellular function. It optimizes mitochondrial function. It promotes a balanced immune response. It boosts your energy and mental clarity. It gives you stamina, promotes skin vitality and hair growth, although you wouldn't know it from looking at me. It promotes a balanced immune response. It assists with mild memory loss associated with aging. Does a lot of things. You should check it out. If you want to, just go to shopc60.com. Read for yourself. There's a million things it does. Most of them we have to kind of read a disclaimer for, but use the promo code MACRO on your way out. Ken the Scientist has been on this show before. I do podcasts with him at their bunker studio. So we always have a good time. He's a guy that understands what we're up against. Actually, the whole team over there at C60 Purple Power, they know what we're up against. They see the insanity out there. They want you to be ready. They want you to be as physically prepared for this as you can. So C60 Purple Power is the name of the company, the domain shopc60.com, promo code MACRO. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. Just read about it and let me know what you think. Well, our guest is, he's one of my friends. We do a podcast together once a week. He is the host of Forbidden Knowledge News. He's building himself a little empire too. We're going to talk about that in a second. Of course, I'm talking about Chris Matthew. What's up, Chris? Good to see you.
Charlie, what's up, man? Thank you so much for having me on. This is going to be a blast.
It is a blast because we always do. So for those of you that don't know, I do another show besides this and besides Union of the Unwanted called Day Zero. And it's on Chris's Forbidden Knowledge News Network. We do it with Corey Hughes, XCube 420. Chris started off as the host. He's now transitioned and Lindsay Sharman has taken over for him, although Chris pops in from time to time. And this will be, if I get kicked off of the podcasting internet this will be the show that gets me. Day Zero will get us kicked off and we talk about crazy shit, right?
Oh man, I love it. You know, the only reason I had to kind of take a hiatus and just show up every once in a while is because I've gotten so busy with things like you mentioned, the network, but it was one of my favorite things to do on Sunday. And I always had that twinge that, oh man, did we just say that? Is that going to go out over the air? Oh God. It's always a good time for sure though.
Let's just say if Corey Hughes was running a $1 billion company like Kanye, he would have been canceled quite a while ago.
Yeah. Corey's canceled anyway. He's, you know, he's beyond canceled. So.
Well, we have fun doing it. We talk about the things you're not allowed to talk about. At some point during the broadcast, XCube gives sex advice, which we always think is hilarious and kind of perfect. So, I encourage people that have not already, just go over. Just look for Day Zero. It's on the Forbidden Knowledge News Network. And speaking of that, let's talk about this network because, you know, it used to just be your show and then you've brought in a bunch of other ones. I just saw recently you brought Legit Bat in.
Yes, we brought Legit Bat in. Yeah, we got about 10 shows that we're featuring now. It's growing, man. And it's just the whole idea is just to help other shows in this weird community that we're in grow and, you know, get there. Now, we have a few shows that we actually host ourselves. You know, we use Spreaker and we have a professional account that we host other podcasts. But we also just promote podcasts. We can, you know, work out special deals with whatever all the hosts goes to where, you know, it's mutually beneficial for everybody. But I love it, man. We got some great shows coming on there. Raised by Giants, Understanding Propaganda, Day Zero, Quantum Guide Show, What the Frick Live. They got a bunch of bangers on there. And yeah, it was all, you know, basically it was an idea after a series of wonderful mushroom trips. So
yes, that's always the best. Well, I was talking to Ryder. Ryder Lee does Raised by Giants, and he and I were talking, and he said to me, "You need to talk to Emily Menzhouse because she put together this crazy chart about all of the food processing facilities that blew up." So I had her on, and we talked about all that, and she's on your network now too. Yeah.
Yeah, she's host of What the Frick Live. Yeah, I had her on recently too. She's great. She does great research in those areas too. So yeah, man, we got some really talented people that are that we want to feature on our network here. And if anyone is interested in starting a podcast, we do that too. We set up everything from all the podcast platforms. We even do all your promotion for you. So if you're interested in that, email me forbiddenknowledgenews@gmail.com.
Yeah, I can vouch for Chris. He works his ass off. He knows what he's doing. You're local to me now. We've gone over, hung out, and you and Corey and the team over there always. Corey's working on the greatest. He's been sending me clips from this book, this JFK book. Man, I'm reading that. I'm like, God, every time he sends something over, it's some new angle I'd never even heard of before. I thought JFK was like played out and everything. Corey's digging into like the total, like these obscure details and like connecting this guy to that guy. And I'm like, holy shit, man, how do you do it? Like 50 years after the
fact. I'm hoping that I don't wake up one day and he's like dead in his room from shit or something. Yeah. He's putting out some banging stuff for this book. We've been doing updates every once in a while. And, you know, we're just hoping that someone picks it up, and I'm sure that the information will be very much appreciated. Like you said, he's done deeper dives into JFK than anyone that I've ever known, and I love his work. It's great stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, you talk about crazy. I mean, you get into wild topics in your shows. I just saw I was on Facebook, which I'm not on often, but I saw you had posted an interview with a guy talking about spontaneous human combustion. Okay, we've got to talk about this because
this is so interesting.
I've had bad Mexican food before, but I never to the point where I thought that that my entire ass was going to actually catch on fire and burn to the ground. But this is like a real thing. Is this a real thing? Like people catching on fire?
First of all, it apparently is. And I had no idea how many damn cases of this there were. Not only that, they have survivors of this weird shit and eyewitnesses that this dude went over. Larry Arnold, he's like the expert in spontaneous human combustion. He was one of the first legitimate like researchers that wasn't put off and actually kept researching after he was told to, you know, this is just BS. You're not, you know, what you're looking into is just happenstance and fire hazard stuff and like that. But when you actually look at the cases, it is so weird, dude. Most of the evidence shows that the fire was not started external. It was started from inside the body somehow, and it burns so hot that it completely destroys the body, but it doesn't destroy anything else around it. And Larry was saying, if something's burning that hot, it would probably destroy the entire building that is in. It was, you know, temperatures measured that hotter than, you know, molten lava inside Jesus. This person's body. So, you know, why wouldn't the whole apartment or whatever house they're in burn? And they have survivors of this too. They had a dude that woke up and his arm was charred to the bone. And he said he didn't even feel any pain. And it was just his arm gone. The bed was still there. Everything else was still intact. So these instances are very mysterious. And the investigators always tried to chalk it up to, you know, cigarette burns. A guy dropped a cigarette on him or, right, you know, blamed it on that. But only a couple of these people were smokers. They tried to dismiss it as, oh, well, they had a lot of alcohol to drink. But, you know, alcohol is even saturated in the body. We went over the evidence for this. It's not going to make a person more flammable. So this is one of those that's like, you know, it's super high strange. They have eyewitnesses that see people like just burst into like this blue-green flame. And it's so hot, they go up within minutes. There's a few cases from the early 1900s, the 1800s, up until today. And the dude said there's even evidence that this could be like some kind of cyclical event that happens every once in a while based on the dates and time frames that he's researched. That's some crazy shit, man.
Dude, if you come, listen, if you come home and Corey is just a pile of ashes, you'll know that
it was the Mossad.
The Mossad for sure. They have this technology. That's crazy, man. So,
well, that's one of the things we discussed, you know, the possibility of, was this some kind of high tech government, you know, technology, assassination equipment that's been going on since then. You know, there's all kinds of kind of theories. One of them is like a spiritual theory where, have you ever heard of Kundalini and Kundalini rising? People having these experiences where they have a profound, like a spiritual awakening, but it causes physical manifestations in their body. They feel like extreme heat. And he was theorizing that this could be the cause of some of it. I don't know, man. Or we're in a simulation and somebody said, boop, you're gone.
Yeah, someone hit the lightning bolt.
Somebody hit the spontaneous combustion button.
Holy shit! I'll tell you what, man. If I go out that way, I have specific instructions from my wife in my will, or at least I did, to lie about my death. I mean, I don't want it to be like, oh, he just spontaneously exploded one day.
It'll be like notation. Oh, man, you just burst into flames. That's kind of like brings up a little dogma, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. What about the I know you've seen the videos of the people like on their cell phone and then like they start hearing things and they're like looking around and then they fall over and start to have a seizure and then die. What the fuck?
I've seen too many of these and it is so weird. Like, first of all, is this some sort of viral prank or something? I don't know, but it's fucking weird. And it's just, you know, is it something coming from the jab that they're affecting them in combination with 5G waves? I don't know. Or is it like the angel of death that's showing up right behind them?
Right.
Actually just give them a little tap.
Yeah. That might be it. Right.
No explanation for that. I have not seen I have not done any deep dives into that or had anyone to discuss it yet, but the videos are creepy as fuck.
Yeah. What's the you've had people talking about crazy stuff. What's the craziest shit you've ever had on there? I mean, where do we even go with this? I mean, we're talking about spontaneous combustion is pretty wild, but what about, I don't know. Give me some crazy stories.
I love the cryptid stories I've been hearing lately, man. The Bigfoot stuff, especially from eyewitnesses and people that claim to have interactions with Bigfoot.
Is that code for having sex with it?
I would. I mean, you know, that's something I think everybody should experience, right? No, but like, man, I've had this one gentleman, and I will think of his name, Scott Pace. He is from Louisiana, from my home state, and he's had the most incredible Bigfoot encounters I have ever heard. And he recalls just looking through his binoculars, the first encounter, and seeing what looked like a man in a ghillie suit, but a huge black man. And it got closer and closer, and he realized that it wasn't a ghillie suit. It was matted hair all over the dude's body, and he was way too big to be like just a regular dude. So he looks at it through the hunting scope, and he pans over, and he said there was a dog man there. And he said the dog man started psychically communicating with Bigfoot and the gentleman that was in the hunting, those hunting things. And apparently the dog man was not happy. He said, put that gun down or I'm going to come up there and rip you apart. And the Bigfoot was like, no, whoa, man, he's just trying to see us. And then Scott, he was like, what's going on? Maybe I can communicate. No, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just trying to look. And, you know, that being the first experience this guy has, it only got weirder from there. And some of the things you hear about like dogmen and Bigfoot, I've kind of settled that aliens are definitely not what I ever thought they were, but Bigfoot and Dogman and creepy crawly like cryptid beings that reside here on Earth. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 100% convinced these are something. There's too many accounts of, first of all, the Bigfoots or the Dogmen from very credible individuals, you know, people in high level positions, law enforcement, even military, people who are known hunters. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going out there and you're an avid hunter, you're going to know what the hell you're looking at if it's a regular animal, and you're going to know what to do out there. So most of the eyewitnesses that I talk to are avid hunters, and they go out there and they're used to dealing with stuff in the wilderness. Well, they have accounts of like Bigfoot walking in and out of portals, Bigfoot yeah. psychically communicating with them. A new thing is Bigfoot gifting, where the person trying to communicate with Bigfoot will like leave them food or maybe like a little stick figure or something like that. And the Bigfoot will the next day in turn like have eaten the food and bring them some flowers or like another stick figure or even effigies of the people somehow. I don't know, man. It gets crazy. And there's evidence that these things are a lot more intelligent than we would ever let on. And I don't know how weird you want to get, but
all the way, man. Let's go. Why not?
I had a supposed former Illuminati high-level family member who managed to escape from it all. And he says that there are, you know, not only Bigfoots that are all over the place and not only in wilderness areas, they do have the ability to affect our perception to where we can't see them. And they are a part of like these elite forest magicians that have these crazy consciousness and psychic abilities that we could never even imagine. And they're able to like, you know, phase in and out of our reality, and they have access to different dimensions. So yeah. I don't know if, you know, I've heard this so many times. This dude has given me some crazy stories about cryptids and even, you know, alien beings. And, you know, apparently space isn't even what we think it is either, according to this guy. But that's another story that that's something that I've been looking into as well.
Tony Merkel is my partner on the show, and he does a show called The Confessionals where they talk about Bigfoot and Dogman. Yeah. He did a documentary on Dogman, went to Kentucky, interviewed this guy whose dogs got thrashed by this thing.
Yeah, he came on and talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tony, he's, you know, obviously he spent a lot of time with this guy. They filmed it. You can watch the Dogman video, and I highly recommend that. But he went back and did a new movie right on the edge of Skywalker or Skinwalker Ranch. And had, you know, I said, well, did you guys see any UFOs? They're like, oh, all night long, like all night, every night. And then I asked, I went on the show with one of his director had me on. And I asked him the same question. Hey, when you guys were out there, did you see a UFO? He's like, oh yeah, like everywhere. Like, and it wasn't just that. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. So they sort of confirmed that. And Tony's show really, I guess, initially focused a lot on Bigfoot. And there is, you know, and I had always thought of it as just, you know, you see the old footage, the old 60s footage of the guy walking and everything. But it wasn't until like the last couple of years that I've been hearing the concept of interdimensional Bigfoot. And now a lot of people are talking about that. A lot of people are saying that when they'd had encounters, there was some sort of telepathic communication. There was some sort of, there were instances where it was like, it was there and then it just was walking and then it just was gone. Like it just disappeared. And it's one thing to have see Bigfoot and go, that's crazy, I can't explain that. But then on top of that, it's doing things that just its behavior can't be explained. Like just disappearing. Like even if you just saw a dog and it was walking and then it disappeared, you'd flip out. But to see Bigfoot and then Bigfoot disappears, you know, I mean, my brain would probably just
Dude, I've got a story for you. And this is something that I actually witnessed for myself. Unfortunately, it was on a video, but it was from a very credible, not only paranormal researcher, but he's former military, former intelligence, and he has a paranormal investigation crew that is like badass, and they have top of the line equipment. Have you heard of Trey Hudson? He's investigating the Meadow, which is down in Alabama somewhere, undisclosed location, and it's just like Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, well, this dude is badass. I hung out with him at a conference, and the video he showed exclusively at the conference was the most insane video I've ever seen in my life. He was showing an investigation that his crew did on the property, and it's like a meadow. It's just a field where they got trees everywhere. It's, you know, pretty. But in one night, they have cameras set up, infrared cameras. They have all kind of equipment set up. One night on the camera, they see what manifests in the field is like this 20-foot by 20-foot black cube.
Oh, shit.
Just a huge black cube just manifested out there. And he's like, we got to go check this out. So he sends his team out there. He sends a couple of people, and they can't see anything. Like, the camera sees it, but they don't see anything. They're like, I don't know. You know, they're walking around there. I don't see anything. But you can see their infrared signature on the cameras. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the video of them as Trey's explaining what happened. Well, when they got to the location of the cube, they fucking disappeared, dude.
They disappeared.
They were walking and they couldn't see it. But when they got to where the area was on the camera, we see them disappear. And like, he's like, well, what happened? You guys still there? They're like, yeah, but we're in somewhere different. They said the temperature dropped like 10 degrees. They didn't know where they were. They were lost. Everything was pitch black. They couldn't see anything. And they had to backtrack to get back like to our reality. They said they were hitting picker bushes that didn't even exist in that area, like different type of foliage and stuff.
Whoa. Dude,
and then like a few, maybe about a minute later, they pop out 20 foot away on the other side of the cube. Their infrared signature pops out and they're like, what the hell's going on? Shortly after, the cube just kind of slowly vanishes into nothing. This was the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Jesus. Dude. You hear about this occult stuff, the black cube of Saturn. You start to hear about all this. You go look at what's going on at the World Trade Center. They've got a big black cube there. There's black cubes all over the place. We know that there's like Saturn worship and all this crazy stuff surrounded by that. I wonder if there's a connection there.
Dude, I don't know. It was definitely like a portal of some sort that brought these people to a different location. And man, I think they're lucky that they got back before this cube disappeared. What if that would have happened and they would have been like stuck in there forever? That's insane.
It'd have been like Land of the Lost with them. Yeah. They would have just been fighting Tyrannosaurus for the rest of their lives.
I know. Like in Harry White Bigfoot, that's another thing that they're seeing is like not your traditional Bigfoot in this area. They got white fuzzy, huge Bigfoot and little baby white fuzzy Bigfoot creatures that are like hopping and running around. On top of that, they're seeing gray aliens, which is still like, dude, what the hell are these gray alien things?
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the fence if these are like weird interdimensional entities or just like maybe some kind of robots from highly advanced our military or, you know, highly advanced civilizations. I am completely convinced that there's something going on underground, though, man. Have you had Ryan Burns on?
We've had him on Union of the Unwanted.
Dude, I had him on a couple of weeks ago, and he apparently has aerospace companies that are interested in his property because it's right on top of Skinwalker Ranch.
That's where Tony was.
Yeah.
Tony was at his property. Yeah.
Aerospace company. Think about that. They're digging underground over there looking for stuff. And they're an aerospace company. What are you looking for underground, guys? And like he's signed all kind of NDAs. He can't talk about what the hell they're doing over there. So these, you know, high level aerospace companies are going on over there and digging and looking for magnetic anomalies and all kinds of crazy shit. It just opens up to what the hell. First of all, what is it that they're looking for and what are they going to do with it when they find it? And, you know, how far can that go and how far has it already gone? What do they already know?
Yeah. Ryan said that he had like a big, like a shipping container. And then they woke up the next morning one day and the shipping container had been like, it hadn't been dragged. It had just been like picked up and moved and turned like a totally different direction. And it was like, and he was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
You know? Dude, he told me a story about like a what he thought was a security guard walking up to him, but it was like way taller than a normal person. It had longer arms than it did like legs. They were almost dragging around, and it was shape-shifting. Like the face couldn't keep still. It kept moving and squiggling all around. And he said it tried to like pick up a walkie-talkie and act like a security guard, and it wasn't really doing a good job, and then just kind of slithered away. Weird shit.
This is like Terminator 2 stuff,
dude.
Like
another thing, he saw a coyote run out, and this coyote kind of just broke apart into millions of pieces of sand and dust, like little nanobots, and just swirled away. Crazy shit, dude.
Yeah, he said he was going to buy more land. He said he had he was buying more land in the area. He was working on that, and he was hoping to have more.
Well, I'm hoping to take a trip out there for the documentary whenever we, whenever we're able to, hopefully during, spring or something like that, because we have an invite to his area there. So I'd love to get a glimpse of some eye strangeness firsthand.
Well, those guys that stayed out there for a couple of days said at night, every night it was like a light show of UFOs going all over the place. And they had crazy stuff. Have you had any, one of the things Tony mentioned was that he said, it's not even so much that it's just the Skinwalker property that's like haunted or however you want to define it. But he said it's the whole area. Like it goes beyond that. And that they were talking to some people that had been there for a long time and that had I guess they were Native Americans or something. They had some connection. They'd been there for a very long time. And they said, it's not just, don't get hung up on that area necessarily. It's kind of all around here. And they were talking about ant people. Are you familiar with ant people underground?
The Hopi and their mythos about ant people that kind of saved a previous civilization of the Hopi from a major cataclysm. And they were described as looking like, ants and depicted with little antenna things on ancient petroglyphs and things like that. So that's another kind of thing like, they came from underground too.
Yeah. So what are these people, these aerospace engineers looking for underground here? Are they looking for ant people?
Man, that is probably amongst other things, but it also makes me wonder, what if it's all like just a magnetic anomaly that just fucks with people's mind, that screws with people's brains, that causes you to trip when you go out there or something, or causes you to see, maybe shifts your perception. One of my guests, James Keenan, believes that there's some kind of underground technology, like ancient advanced technology, that is causing like projections and manifestations and things that really aren't there. And I think that's a super interesting theory to think about. Maybe they're going underground to look for this, ancient technology that can project Bigfoot and lanky, weird security guard ghost people and shit like that and make coyotes dissolve. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who needs mushrooms when you've got that? Yeah, I don't know that I would be. Maybe. Could you imagine doing a bag of mushrooms and hanging out camping there? Like, I don't know. You'd either be on the same wavelength.
After the last experience I had with mushrooms, man, I don't think I would do that. I had a probably paranormal, what I would consider paranormal experience. Others might think, you were just tripping hard. But from my perspective, I've never tripped that hard, and I've been tripping hard for a long time. And it was never like my traditional hallucinations or visions or things like that. Like, this turned into my reality, and it was pretty crazy. And there was like a whole, like almost like exorcism scenario. I can tell you about it if you'd like.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
All right. So this was a few months ago with my now ex-girlfriend. She was pretty very talented psychic and medium and intuitive, and she helped people with spirit attachments and things like that, if you believe in all that stuff,
right?
Well, I had some mushrooms, and she had never done them before, and I'm used to doing my vision quests, so I do them at least once a month. So I had a few left, and I'm like, all right, well, let's let you try it. I gave her just a normal, pretty big dose, like 2 grams. That's how many I normally take. That'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't feel anything after a couple hours. She's like, no, I'm kind of sleepy. feel a little focused, but you know, nothing really. I'm like, wow, I could tell she wasn't, you know, tripping or nothing. So I'm like, you want to try more? She's like, sure, why not? I'm like, she's like, won't kill me. I'm like, nah, it's not toxic. Just go ahead. So we end up giving her like 5 grams. And that's okay. Like a heroic.
That's like almost two. That's almost like a quarter of an ounce.
Oh, yeah. And she didn't feel it. She's like, kind of sleepy. Whoa. I feel focused. Now, one thing she did say is she's like, oh, I'm connected to my guides right now. They're like right there. And I didn't even ask for them. I'm like, okay, that's kind of interesting. Now, this is where it gets really super weird. I'm tripping, you know, just my normal. It's nothing like extreme. And I've done these specific mushrooms before, so it wasn't anything I wasn't used to. It was, you know, it was a good experience. Well, all of a sudden we're having conversations and she has some classical music playing in the background on one of our speakers. And I notice, like, if our conversation would get emotional or we'd start talking about something sad, the lights would dim and the music would like change and get to go to a different song or get lower or something. Right. And after a while, I'm like, are you noticing this? And she's like, yeah, I am noticing that. That's pretty weird. So that continued for a while. She was able to change the station of the radio that we were listening to somehow. Like pop music was on. She's like, I don't want to listen to this. I want classical. And boom, it changed to classical music. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell is going on here? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe it just like, you know, got me super connected. I'm like, maybe so. So one of the things we did, what we were going to do is, you know, I was going to guide her through a trip, but she's not tripping. I am. So she's like, you know, do you want to do some regression therapy? This might be a good time. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Let's do it. Let's find some childhood trauma.
Right.
So we proceed to like, it was pretty incredible. She finds this one traumatic event and she's like, you have a spirit attached to this event that we can get rid of. And I'm like, let's do it. And I was like, I was like seeing this unfold in my mind in a certain way. I got brought back to the childhood event. I kind of relived it. And then I felt like something being pulled from me as she talks to her archangels and does all this crazy woo-woo stuff and boom, the spirit's gone. Well, right. Something happened. I felt amazing after. I'm like, well, you did. That was pretty cool. Well, this is where it gets even weirder. So, apparently, if you're not familiar with spirit attachments, and I didn't even know this one, that there can be multiple, and not only that, that some may be hiding behind others, some, you know, pretty evil type things. So what happened next was pretty insane. I'm talking to her, and she's telling me about something in her childhood, something very innocent, and all of a sudden, the room starts to get darker and whatever she's saying starts to get weirder and stranger and it's not making sense anymore. And this is when my whole reality changed. I've never had this ever happen out of the hundreds and whatever trips that I've ever had on mushrooms. She's like, well, I came here from a different dimension. I was searching for someone for the longest time. I found you. I attached myself to you. I help you get where you are. And now I want to know if you'll accept me still. As she said that, dude, she shapeshifted into this insane reptilian looking like being. I shit you not. And this had never, I've never seen anything like this during tripping. Like her whole body changed. She grew a couple of inches and she's like, are you going to accept me and still love me? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I've run out of the room and I can feel like hear her chasing me. She's like, you don't love me anymore. I'm like, what is going on? The whole house, I shit you not, changed into a dungeon, dude. They had like mold on the walls. I'm looking outside and the sky is blood red. Bars on the windows. I run to the basement. It's all like dingy and like crazy looking. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? I was immersed. You know, usually when you're having a psychedelic experience, it's like loops. You'll have a crazy, like, oh my God, what's hell going on? And it'll come back and be like, oh, okay. I was there and I was there. And I'm like, I am trapped in some kind of thing forever. Did I die? Am I in hell? I think I'm in hell right now. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm trying to get away from her because she's like following me around. She's a reptilian being. So I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? I jump in the shower. I lock the bathroom door and I got like hot water running on me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm just trying to calm myself down. The whole bathroom is dingy. The water looks black and shit. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? All right. Then what happened next? I couldn't, I couldn't explain any of this shit, but all of a sudden I hear this loud commanding voice and I feel like a rumble inside myself. And it says, no, you're being deceived. And as I hear that, my whole body's vibrating. I puke up black shit into the tub, like this black goo stuff.
Oh my God.
It kept coming out and I'm like, what is going on? After it all came out, the lights came back on. It was like bright. I was in my regular house again, except the lights were like beautiful bright. And I felt like this super loving presence. I felt like this super powerful something was there. And I'm like, holy shit, what's going on? And the music that was playing in the other room turned into this like triumphant classical music, like sounded like some kind of, you know, spiritual orchestra music or something. And I'm getting out of the tub and it's like, you know, these beautiful feelings. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Right. And I walk outside and my girlfriend is in meditative, you know, position, laying on the bed with her eyes closed. And I'm like, and she said, yeah, your perception got taken over by one of the entities that the spirits that were attached to you. And you were running around the house thinking that I was trying to kill you or something. She's like, so I just went to the bed. I sat down. I called upon my archangels to come take care of the problem. She said she imagined this reptilian being in her head while it was doing this. And she said that she watched as it was kind of sucked through this etheric portal. And she said at the same time she was seeing that and doing that, I started puking up that black stuff. And God, I wish I could have saved it. It went down the drain. Of course, I was in the damn shower, but that was by far the most insane experience that I've ever had. I couldn't explain it to you, but I felt like $1 million after that, dude. Like I can sleep better. There's like a weight lifted from me. So there was something to that. And I don't think it was just a regular mushroom trip, man.
Jesus Christ. I remember doing ayahuasca and throwing up black stuff, you know, like over and over and over. And the guy, you know, I've got this shaman in my face and he's blowing smoke in my face and there's all this music going on and everything is just chaotic in my head and it's getting really aggressive and he's just blowing smoke like literally he's got this big thing, he's just blowing it right in my face and I start puking this black stuff, like, you know, we've got buckets or anything, and I'm just like, oh my God, I felt so much better. I feel like I was getting like poison out of me. And he was encouraging it, you know, he was encouraging it. And once I was done, he just kind of went back and like went back over to a different part of the room and chilled out. And I was like, God, like it felt like he came over, like he knew, oh, we got to get this guy's got some sort of like blockage. He needs to get this stuff out. And so they just kind of focused all their attention on me. And I was like, what is happening here? And I felt so weird afterwards. But I think that that'd be a, obviously, if someone that's never taken, you know, psychedelics before would be like, okay, this sounds like mental illness or something like a psychotic break. And it's like, well, yeah, that stuff's always in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? You're like one heroic dose of mushrooms away from maybe a psychiatric break. But that's crazy. So,
well,
so
I'm 100% convinced that mushrooms open up a spiritual doorway, that they open up our perception to things that are all around us that we can't perceive with that little boost. It's like a cheat code in the simulation video game where Mario is the mushroom and he's like bigger and powerful.
Yeah.
Thing here.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just know a little bit more than, you know.
Whoa. So would she get hired to like detach entities from people?
Yeah, she was a medium, psychic medium, and that she does that occasionally. Yeah.
Whoa. Like how do you, I mean, you know, it's like you go to the doctor, like, what's wrong with me, doc? How do you get to the point where it's like, I think that you have a parasitic entity attached to your soul?
Modern medicine will never get you to that point. That's
Pfizer's not working on
kill you first, but you know,
Pfizer's not working on a vaccine for that.
They might as well, man. If they find out they can capitalize on that shit, for sure, they're gonna be like, demon vaccine coming right up.
Yeah, get your interdimensional Bigfoot vaccines when you get your flu shot. Oh shit, man, that is crazy. I've never had. I've never been. I know what you're talking about when you talk about like you get into a loop.
Mm-hmm.
I've had those situations where you get into a loop and then it's something happens. It's almost like the record skipping and then something gives you a little bump and you kind of come out of it and you're like, oh, okay, well, But I've never thought I was going to, I never thought I was getting chased by a demon reptilian. Were you thinking like, maybe this is just all the shit I talk about on my show that's kind of influencing me to think this?
Or was I was terrified. Like it felt like so real. Like I felt like I died and like I'm in hell right now. I'm like, the mushrooms poisoned me. That's it. I'm dead. I'm in hell. This is what it's like. It was that real, dude. It was crazy.
What about
I knew I was tripping. So I'm like, this is not tripping. Because it was like, man, everything had changed. Like my whole house was different and had friggin' bars on the windows.
Whoa, man. That's crazy. I've had those situations where you're in a room and all of a sudden the lighting seems to change. Like all of a sudden the shadows start to come from a different direction. And you're like, did somebody close the window?
I had to ask her. I was like, is this the lights or am I just, she's like, no, the lights were actually flickering and dimming and coming on and off during our conversations and shit.
Yeah. That's wild. Did you have superpowers or anything? I mean, were you able to
She seemed to be able to control like electronics and shit.
She was like your own personal Alexa.
Yeah, man. That was weird. That's the fucking craziest thing that I've ever happened for sure. Yet. We'll see.
Yet. Yeah. You talk to a lot of people that have crazy shit going on and stuff that they've experienced. What do we make of the stories of giants? We've got all these bones that we hear these stories that bones have been found and that the Smithsonian would take the bones and hide them away somewhere. I don't know anything about this. I just know that from time to time I hear about like the red giant of Kandahar. I hear about bones being found. I hear about suppression. And I think, this is a weird thing to want to suppress. But then again, if you're trying to sell like the concept of religion, maybe you need to maybe this kind of fucks up the timeline for religion. If you've got a bunch of people that are like 24 feet tall walking around, like and then there's doors that are made in some of these ancient cities that look like they're, you know, steps that are not made for humans, clearly made for something bigger. Like, are all these people out of their minds, or is there something to this?
I think there's definitely something to that, man. I mean, first of all, the giants still exist, just not like we think. There's really tall MFers. But even in recent, you know, history from early 1900s, late 1800s, there's photographs of very tall individuals that are not normal in height, maybe up to like 9 feet tall. And these pictures are not only, you know, found throughout history, but you're right, they have had evidence of these bones being found. And I've talked to plenty of researchers that truly believe that the Smithsonian is hiding evidence of this. But why would it be so strange to think like giants and Bigfoot and weird dogmen and thing like that did exist, and they were chased off the face of the earth. They were chased underground. You know, we don't like anything that's too weird for us. So, you know, we gotta kill it off. So maybe at some point, you know, according to a lot of the ancient historical researchers that I've had on, they believe that we were integrated with very different types of, not necessarily like monsters or aliens, but just different types of humans, lots of different types of humans. Some that had, you know, there's the elongated skull. Yeah. Evidence. Those are definitely real. And I think that they had a whole slew of different kinds of little people, very tiny people, very hairy people like Bigfoot. With the dog man, that shit's got me, dude. Like I've had so many dog man eyewitnesses that's crazy to think that we could have like a human dog hybrid out there. And it just makes me think about some of these stories of, you know, ancient genetic engineering where there were advanced beings, probably really advanced humans. I'm not really looking at the ancient alien things anymore because my idea of all that has drastically changed. But it's probably more likely we've always been advanced humans and we did some sick shit in the past. Maybe we did some crazy genetic experiments. Maybe we did some, you know, chimeras type stuff and made some dog men and different types of what we would consider monsters now. And then we didn't like our experiments so much. So we killed them off or chased them all out. You know, there's plenty of evidence that shows that we didn't like what was the giants, and there's, you know, historical and biblical stories that the giants were like eating people and screwing our women and stuff like that. I guess we wouldn't take too kindly to that, you know, if giants were coming and screw our wives. So
yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you hunted down pretty easily. I mean, I know that there's like, you could get like a tumor in your pituitary gland, and then it makes you like your body tell you to stop, you know, and never stop growing. And so then you're like 8'6" and you're trying to buy shoes and they don't make them. And there's things I've heard things like that.
I don't think it's not necessarily something paranormal. I think we just had big dudes. Now, we can take it to the weird, super, super weird level with one of the guests that I mentioned earlier, the former Illuminati whistleblower. Yeah. His name is Shane Bales. If you want to look him up, go look up the show that we did. Very interesting cat. But he claims that when he was still a part of these high-level secret society families, that they would actually bring him to underground chambers and bases where he would not only meet like interdimensional beings, but they had giants that were up to 15, 20 foot tall in these little stasis chambers that he would then psychically communicate with and find out when there will be waking and all this crazy stuff. You know, I get those crazy stories all the time, and I have to take all that with a grain of salt, but I'm always like, what if it's possible, man?
Yeah.
You know, so many of the what we thought were conspiracies have been proven to be real just in the past, like 2 or 3 years. So the more and more shit that we find out, the crazier our world becomes.
Bring on the giants at this point. Are they coming back for the 2024 election? Is that is that what he psychically told him, that we're coming to create havoc? So,
yeah. The Nephilim will return.
Well, but also, what is the role of the Smithsonian too? Because these people are notorious for you know, selling like a fake version of history. So I wonder what their situation is, where are all the artifacts that they have?
Well, Charlie, we don't even know, like, we're getting to the point where history has been being rewritten so severely every day. They're changing historical characters in movies, changing who they were, their whole ideology. They're banning books, doing all this stuff. Yeah. But the truth is, they've been doing stuff like this for a long time, and we probably don't even know our real history from 10 years ago. It's always subjective to people who've experienced, first of all, and the ones that have the most power are able to, are the ones writing about it. So, and the ones that are writing about it, are the literature is only going to be accepted by a certain narrative that wants to accept a certain narrative for history. But we don't know we don't know where we're coming or going. Like, it, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, that's long enough for us to lose all kinds of our memory about history. But think about ancient history, you know, 100, 200, 5,000 years ago, we have no idea who we were and where we're coming from.
I know. I've been to the pyramids a long time ago, and then you start to read Graham Hancock's work, and you start to see the movie, the footage Joel Anthony West has done, and they start showing erosion on the Sphinx, and they're saying this erosion happened 12,000 years. It couldn't have happened here. This place has been a desert. The last time it was actually a place where you would have this sort of erosion would have been 12,000 years ago. So the Sphinx is way older than we're being told. And if that's the case, then maybe the pyramids were built here afterwards, after that. And so the timelines are all wonky. Graham Hancock's talking about comets breaking off and double whacking us on two different occasions and cleaning out a huge portion. So fuck, I mean, of course our history is, you know, in our minds, it's like history started with Jesus. You know what I mean? Like to most people, it's like Jesus was like the starting point. It's like, no, not really. I mean, this kind of was going on like Graham Hancock in America before in his, I don't know if it's most recent book, but the one that I hooked up with him when he came through Denver, they're talking about artifacts showing from 100,000 years ago in America, you know? So it's like wait, you mean, the pilgrims didn't show up and have Thanksgiving dinner with the Indians? Wait a second. The story doesn't make any sense anymore. Like, it seems like
you have to take a second look at everything you've learned, man. I think we're going to have to, in a way, wipe the slate clean and look at it from all new angles in some aspects. Have you heard Jason Burchard's work?
I know the name, but I don't know the work.
He's got a great YouTube channel. He's written a bunch of books about basically our simulated reality and how none of the timelines we're presented by mainstream academia or history fits, and they don't make sense. And he has some great theories. You should actually have him on the show. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Theories as to about, you know, this, that kind of points to this is some kind of weird simulated reality that gets a reset every but closer to like 400 years or something like that, and that there is some kind of, like, you know, artificial intelligence that knows how to wipe out certain portions of the planet. I don't know, it gets pretty weird, but I don't think any of our history matches any of the narratives that we're looking at, and it's so hard to tell where we came from, especially, yeah, you know, anything past 50 years ago.
Well, Tartaria, I'm hearing about this. I don't know much about it. I just know that people talk about that as like this ancient civilizations and these things. I mean, like, we see what happens when you leave something out in the, you know, out in the desert for a while. It just doesn't take long before it just sort of gets sort of eroded away. So it's possible that we had a whole, you know, civilizations that have come and gone, been pushed under the water, of course, where every sort of culture has a story of a great flood. You know, lots of floods everywhere.
We're probably past due for something along those lines. You know,
good. Had, at this Randy point, Carlson, good.
And a couple of others that believe that we are way past due for something, and that our sun is like showing evidence that we're in a new phase, and that causes major effects here to our magnetosphere. And we got our magnetic north is like rapidly moving towards Siberia and has years. And some speculate that once it hits a certain point, that we're going to have a magnetic pole reversal, and nobody really knows what the full effects of that be, but it probably at the least take out all our technology and leave us, you know, back to the Stone Age.
Great. So, yeah, you know, that's, you know, that storable food ad I was talking about at the beginning of this. Get your storable food,
man. We're always waiting for this. We're always waiting for the next apocalypse.
I know.
The next economic crash. We've been waiting for this, you know, this huge apocalypse from 5G and vaccines for a long time. Now that's probably happening. They got a lot of people dying.
Yeah, that is.
We're still, you know, we don't have these huge events. None of them have happened in our lifetime. We got really comfortable. So if something does like really take us out, like even an EMP from, you know, Russia or somebody that don't like us too much, that's it. We're going down the tube, Mad Max world real quick.
Oh yeah. We're in so much trouble. Yeah, it's sort of like we're hardwired as humans to be like looking out for some big apocalypse that's coming. You know, it's always good. Maybe that's because over time it has happened, or you got to watch out. You got to watch out for like wolves getting you, but now you got to watch out for Dogman and interdimensional Bigfoot dragging you into some portal after they rape you.
Either that or like some kind of weird etheric being that's killing you and while it's coming over your shoulder and making you drop dead on video. That too.
I, man, that has been a trip. What do we, so you said you've changed the way you feel about aliens recently.
Oh yeah.
So how does that?
It's evolved.
It's always evolving. Evolved. Me too. I feel differently about this stuff. Frankly, depending on like what books I'm reading or who, you know, whose documentaries I'm watching, I'm like, oh man, I forgot about that. I've never considered this. So I feel all sorts of different conflicting ways about aliens.
Yeah. Well, mine started to change after I had my first, what you might consider, contact experience.
Okay.
This was a couple of years.
Did you get probed?
No, I've kind of regret not getting probed.
Damn.
But this was actually in my hobby, Forbidden Knowledge News is still a hobby days. I mean, we were starting to pick up, get popular, but I was by no means being able to make a living off it and doing what I'm doing now. This was almost 3 years ago now. And I was getting out of a bad relationship. I was like, man, I got to do something. I was in a bad place, had a bad job. I mean, I was making good money, but I hated the job. I was at a corporate sales job. I was selling cell phones and like TV service and bullshit like that. And I was good at it, but I hated it. And I was doing Forbidden Knowledge News on the side. My only wish was just to be able to quit that fucking job and do this, you know, full time.
Yeah.
Well, I was going through a bad time and I decided to start meditating. I'm like, you know what? It couldn't hurt. This is, I don't know what else to do at this point. So I do. And I'm going to make a long story really short. One night, it took me a while to get good at it. Like I was shit at meditation. I couldn't calm my mind down. I was just like always getting frustrated and be like this. But one night I was able to,
you're not supposed to do that during meditation. I think.
Well, one night I got it down. I was able to put on some music, some 432 Hertz tones or some kind of music like that. And I was able to like really just relax and get to a state of blackness and peacefulness. And man, I couldn't explain what happened next, but I'll try. So I, all of a sudden it felt like my consciousness was being pulled through like space and time. I know it sounds cliche, but like I started to get what I can only describe is like downloads of information, science, technology, language, all this stuff that I had no idea. Like I didn't even understand what was coming into my brain. And I believe it kind of unfolded after a few years, like I was able to understand a little bit more about what was being downloaded, but that eventually led to like, after I was going through this state of, you know, traveling through time and space, I actually run into an entity. The reason I knew it wasn't me, my own consciousness, well, I kind of have an understanding. It might be part of my consciousness. I don't know for sure yet, but this is right. Back then I thought it was a damn alien I had gotten in contact with. This being or entity, it starts flooding my subconscious with blue, beautiful light. And I feel like love. I've never felt love like this before. Like I thought I loved my parents. I thought I loved my exes. No, this was like a love drug. It was insane. And I was like, you know, what is going on? All of a sudden it starts speaking to me in my mind and it wasn't me talking to myself. And, you know, we start to have a conversation. The conversation was mainly about my personal development, things I needed to do to quit my job and do this full time. It was pretty insane. Like I have an understanding now that it's probably my higher self I was communicating with in different ways to get me to understand. But this was a 3 or 4 day kind of event that happened through meditation. Okay. The first night I made contact with this being, we have about 2 hour conversation about, you know, healing childhood trauma, things I need to learn, things I need to look up, things I need to do, and quit my job. Just quit your job. Just leave. Like that was the main message this entity was telling me. You need to quit your job. And I'm like, no, man, I'm making good money. So that was the first experience. The next day I had another. This one was a little bit more of a visual experience. I was meditating in the tub. And I actually saw etheric beings kind of appear in my subconscious. They were like animal hybrid entities. They were kind of clear looking like ghosts and they had little robes on. And this is just through meditation. I'm not tripping or anything. Right. And these beings are speaking to me and they're like sending me these crazy feelings of love. And again, giving me what you would call downloads of information, telling me stuff I need to do. Quit your job. The third experience I had with these beings like that, it was kind of like a healing experience. I was in a lot of pain from a sickness I had and, was managed to meditate and get in contact and like they got rid of the pain somehow. And that was very profound experiences 3 days in a row. And, you know, I've learned since then to be able to kind of get back in that state and talk with whatever this is. At first I thought it was aliens. I'd like call all my ufologist friends. I'm like, I just made contact with an alien. But I have a different understanding of it now that it's probably something like my spirit guide, something like a part of my conscious that's guiding me in a certain way. And I even have a theory, maybe if this is a simulation, it's me or us outside of the simulation, knocking ourselves around saying, hey, you need to fucking wake up and do something. And that's my understanding of aliens now, is that there is something either outside of what we're considering, you know, reality, I like to say simulation because I'm almost convinced that there is something. It's probably us. It's probably us that is communicating with us in ways to knock us around, get our attention in ways that we probably understand. Like I was into UFOs and stuff at the time, so they appeared like little weird aliens to me. Other people, you know, have similar experiences and they're mostly in dream states. states or astral forms or astral states like that. So I, you know, I'm considering that this is all some sort of consciousness evolution situation that people are experiencing. It's all them. They're pushing themselves to these experiences. Now, there's another darker side that I believe is happening. I believe in the MyLab situation, which is military abductions. I think that is a big thing happening right now to push a UFO narrative. For whatever reason, they're pushing a huge UFO narrative in the news and all this stuff, you know, Pentagon, new departments, all the bullshit. It's all bullshit because they're showing us our stuff. They're showing us TR-3s. We have TR-3s. They're showing us drones. We have those drones. That's all our shit they're showing us, trying to push this weird narrative. But what I do believe is happening is there are people being either taken in the night or they're having something projected into their dream somehow, that they're getting abducted, that they're having these weird alien experiences, that to they, you know, and then they go out on the circuit and become popular and, you know, go to UFO conferences and tell these wonderful, fantastic stories about, you know, aliens to push this narrative that they're doing now. I think that's definitely a thing. And do you know who Corey Good is?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Did you hear about what's been going on with him lately?
No, not lately.
I can't say too much. He's in an ongoing trial, but apparently he admitted that the whole thing was bullshit under oath. So yeah, really? Yeah.
Well,
so
not that, like we didn't know. My friends over at Hidden in Plain Sight, Brandon and Perry over there, they do a great show. That's the, and they'll pick a David Wilcock episode or a Corey Good episode or a Carrie Cassidy episode, and they'll just run it. And it'll be like a 2-hour show, and then they do commentary over it, and they are convinced that they ruined David Wilcock's marriage from just relentlessly fucking with him, and they've been calling Corey. I'm gonna have to let them know about that. But Corey Good's full of shit. We know that. I mean
isn't it bad enough though? There, if we're being MK Ultra'd to believe in aliens, if we're like, you know, having mind control events happen to us while we're sleeping, you know, to push an alien narrative or some other weird shit, that would seem more likely than actual probably aliens coming from what may not be what we consider space. So, you know,
yeah, space is fake and gay, as they say.
Super fake and gay.
what's the future for Forbidden Knowledge News? Let's wrap it up with this. Tell everyone like what you guys have planned. I know you're working on a documentary.
Yes. I'm working on a documentary. It's going to be a labor of love here. We're completely self-funded. So if you guys want to help me out, you can email me and we have a little page you can donate to. What I want to do is eventually be able to travel across the country and visit with the fellow researchers, visit high strangeness places, historical places, conspiratorial places, and just report on it. And, you know, interview your locals, interview your experts, but, you know, have a sit down with them and have a little adventure, man, while I'm doing this, and film it and turn it into a docuseries. Yes. For all of you, it'd be like, you know, just Forbidden Knowledge News on the road, but video style. So I'm hoping to get this started in this coming spring after the coldest part of the winter. And if you guys want to help, we have a page. It's called supportfkn.com. And if you throw $5 or more in there, you get access to Corey Hughes' secret JFK forum, tons of badass information going in there, and his little chat, JFK chat. So go check that out. And other than that, man, we're just keeping on trucking with the network and all the shows we got, and that's about it. And thank you so much, Charlie, for having me on. Man, this is great.
Well, I always, like I said, I love doing Day Zero. We just have, it's too much fun. We get ourselves in trouble all the time. But then I read the comments and the people are like, I love it, this is great.
I never had a bad comment for Day Zero.
I keep bracing for the, like, you guys are the worst. And I know, and we never get it. Whatever.
I've had one like, that was so horrible, that comment, but I laughed my ass off.
Right, exactly. So we're not, listen, if you're sensitive, if you are, you know, attached to your politics or your religion or anything, do not listen.
Let your kids listen.
Don't listen in the car with your kids either. Good Lord. Corey Hughes is like, he is a walking,
Swear factory
disclaimer. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, your stuff, and you've been nice enough to have me on for years and years on your show, so I appreciate it. So everybody go, where's the best place to find it? I know you got a lot of Rockfin stuff.
Yeah, we're on Rockfin. That's where you get all of our stuff and our premium content. That's rockfin.com/FKN+. And we have our website is forbiddenknowledge.news. And all the podcasts are on all podcast platforms.
Cool. That's Chris Matthew, everybody. Support his work. Go check out his stuff. Go go figure out if you believe Bigfoot is interdimensional or not. He may be. Or if space is fake and gay, which it probably is. And if you want to connect with me, the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can follow me on Twitter at macroaggressions. Take care, everybody.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.